And let's go to our New York studios up in Harlem and go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and J. Anthony Brown, and happy Friday, everybody. Tom, it has happened far too many times, yet the shooting deaths of Alton Sterling and Philando Castile at the hands of police stirred something in the souls of Black people across this nation. Now, among other things, there is an economic movement underway that includes moving our money into Black-owned banks. I'm going inside her story with Terry Williams. She is the president of the Black-owned bank One United and is encouraging African Americans to bring their business to her institution and others like it. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Jackie, and thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Now, after these two shootings, as I mentioned, there was an economic call for action that mainly focused on Black banks. Have you seen the results at your bank and others?
Oh, absolutely. We are, today, we're opening up about 1,000 accounts a day.
Wow.
Yes, it's been incredible, and it's really been the case at almost every Black bank around the country. We have customers lined up, going outside of our branch, and they're also with us. They're going online. They're going to oneunited.com and opening up accounts.
Where are your branches?
Yep, we have branches in Boston, Miami, and Los Angeles.
Okay.
How many Black banks are there?
21. 21 in the country.
21 in the country?
Yep, 21 in the country.
And they've been struggling, right, Terry? Because back in 86, there were about 44 Black banks. And today, as you said, 21. Why are Black banks struggling?
Yeah. Well, actually, banks in general have been struggling through this recession. So it's not just particular to Black banks.
Okay.
But a lot of the Black banks that went away were very small. You really do have to have some size today to invest in technology, whereas we have like online banking and bill pay and mobile banking, because we're large enough to invest in that kind of technology. A smaller bank found that difficult. So a lot of Black banks that were small did actually go away.
What kind of money are we talking about for the bank to have in order to invest in today's technology?
Yeah, that's a good question. A bank needs to be several hundred million dollars, and a lot of the banks that were 100 million or less are the ones that struggled the most. Hmm. One United Bank is the largest Black-owned bank. We're $650 million. So we had we have the funds to invest in technology. But it can be difficult for a very, very small bank. And that's
so Terry, for those who don't know, what's the biggest difference in banking with a Black bank and other major banks, such as Bank of America or Chase?
Yep. So, first of all, we are Black-owned, and our money actually goes to low to moderate income communities, which are largely Black and Hispanic. So we lend to the communities that we care about and that I believe your listeners care about. In addition to that, we have better products than Bank of America. Our rates are higher. People think if you bank with a Black bank, you have to accept less. The reality is that our rates are higher, our fees are lower. You can bank online. You can use your cell phone to take a picture of your check and deposit a check. So you get the same service you would get with a Bank of America, but for less cost or for better rates.
And would we be more likely to qualify for loans and things like that that often don't happen at other banks?
So we have some products that are geared towards our community because we know our challenges. We have something called a second chance checking account for people that have check systems records. About a third of our community, of the Black community, has a check systems record and can't open a bank account. We also have something called the Unity Visa Secured Card.
The comeback card.
Yeah, the comeback card to help people rebuild their credit. Because, again, a large percentage of our community has bad credit. So we really gear our products towards what our community needs, and our goal is not to make sort of the most money, which is what a Bank of America looks at us as fee generators, and we look at our community and say we really need to serve as a bridge to help us get to the next level.
And because you are an online bank, people can go online and they can start a savings account for in their children's name and that sort of thing.
Yes, anywhere in the U.S., you can go to oneunited.com and open up a savings account for yourself and your children.
Where's your branch located in New York?
Yep, we don't have a branch in New York. There is. It says that we're in Boston. We're in Miami and Liberty City. In Boston, we're in Dorchester.
In Liberty City?
Yep, we're in Liberty City.
That's right.
But you have 21. There are a total of 21 black banks. So there are others if this one is not in your community, if you want to go into a branch.
Does Chicago have the most black banks?
I think they did. I don't know about now.
Not today. Yeah. But Chicago has Seaway. And New York, as you mentioned, has Carver. So
South Carolina has
other black banks. We just happen to be one that you can go online from anywhere and open up an account.
All right.
And get grandma to get that money from under her mattress.
Terry, what's the website for the bank? How can people find you online?
Yep, they can go to www.oneunited.com.
Is there an app, Terry?
Yes, there is. We do have a mobile app. So, yep, we're 22nd century. So we have all the technology.
Congratulations. Yeah. And thanks for that. And good luck.
And I say, thank black.
There you go.